I'm live in the studio right now with two amazing young gals. The first one, Alyssa Wapanatak, and the second one, Andrea Lambert. Dansei, and welcome to Windspeaker Radio, gals.
Hey, Dansei.
Yes, Bonanto. So thank you. There's a big film festival happening this weekend, and of course, this weekend, also May 5th, Red Dress Day. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to go on at the Silent No More Film Festival?
So the Edmonton Heoka Healing Society is a grassroots agency that is made up of all kinds of helpers, and we are having a two-day film festival.
Awesome. Over the course of 2 days, how many films do you guys have screening roughly?
Eight films.
Eight films in total. This is such an important topic, of course, not only to Indigenous people, but to our allies as well. This has kind of been in the works for a little bit. This was part of a different festival last year, is that right?
Correct. We were doing Purple City Music Festival as an offshoot of, as a very first, like a start to this.
And can you tell us a little bit about maybe one of the top highlight films that you're going to be screening this weekend?
So we do have The Red Dress by Maria Campbell. She is also the author of Half-Breed.
And on top of the films that are being screened, there's also some panels and discussions happening around this topic. Is that right? Is that where you come in, Alyssa?
Yes. So I will be speaking at the Representation of Indigenous Women in Film panel. To me, it means a lot. Definitely representation of Indigenous women in film and in media and all kinds of media is very, very integral. I have my daughter here with me today. It's something that I think about as extremely important because she doesn't know this, but she gets to see her mom doing things that are powerful and empowering and strong and creative and fun as a way of living and working. And this is what I get to do for work. And I'm extremely lucky to have that opportunity. But also our ancestors fought for this forever. So yeah, I'm just excited to be there.
Amazing. And you took on the iconic role of Tiger Lily in Disney's Peter Pan and Wendy last year. It seems like there's this beautiful insurgence of Indigenous stories being told and Indigenous people playing Indigenous roles, which wasn't always the case. How does that make you feel going into the future?
At first, you know, it was like really shocking to me. And I wasn't sure how to feel about it for a couple years, I think. I think the shocking part was just that this is really happening. We just never seen that, and I'm 26, I say this often. I just think that it's strange that me, as a 26-year-old, I'm still feeling shocked by that feeling of being able to do these things. And growing up, I didn't see that representation. I didn't see Tiger Lily represented in that way for years. And this is just, Peter Pan and Wendy just came out a year ago on Disney Plus. And we're finally able to see that change.
Now, back to Andrea. Where is this all taking place and how long is it running for?
So this is taking place at the Muttart Theater in the Stanley A. Milner Library downtown. It will be on Saturday, May the 4th, opening ceremony at 10 a.m. And it will go until the last film is at 4:45. And on Sunday, May the 5th, starting at 10:15 with our panel with Alyssa and Maria Campbell.
Amazing. I'm going to throw all the information for people to get their tickets up in our blog. I want to thank you guys both for stopping into the studio, but more importantly, for bringing such an important topic of missing and murdered Indigenous women on Red Dress Day through film and all your contributions as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.